The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, we're back for the second hour of the show at 7:02. Randy Corcoran here with you. And while we see if we can wake Trevor up, 303-696-1971. If you'd like to join the show, 303-696-1971. Sun is up. Good looking day. 43 after what we've gone through for the last week. That ain't bad. And we started the show remembering that just this last Wednesday was President Ronald Reagan's, would have been his, the 106th anniversary of his birthday, I guess is the best way to say it. But I just love this little walk down memory lane with President Reagan.
It's recorded that shortly after the Declaration of Independence was signed in Philadelphia, celebrations took place throughout the land, and many of the former colonists, they were just starting to call themselves Americans, set off cannons and marched in fife and drum parades. What a contrast with the sober scene that has taken place a short time earlier in Independence Hall. 56 men came forward to sign the parchment. It was noted at the time that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. And that was more than rhetoric. Each of those men knew the penalty for high treason to the crown. We must all hang together, Benjamin Franklin said, or assuredly we will all hang separately. And John Hancock, it is said, wrote his signature in large script so King George could see it without his spectacles. They were brave. They stayed brave through all the bloodshed of the coming years. Their courage created a nation built on a universal claim to human dignity, on the proposition that every man, woman, and child had a right to a future of freedom.
Yeah, when you think about that, if you've read our history, an honest history of the war, the battle for freedom from tyranny, the starting of the country, of this country, the United States of America, and you think about what those men and women and families went through to secure those liberties, the comfort and the abundance that the vast majority of Americans are able to enjoy just by benefit, by virtue of being born here, it's hard to imagine that we have anything to fear from people like this.
It's not just possible that we will create jobs and economic activity by transitioning to renewable energy, but it's inevitable that we are going to create jobs. It's inevitable that we're going to create industry. And it's inevitable that we can use the transition to 100% renewable energy as the vehicle to truly deliver and establish economic, social, and racial justice in the United
States. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, that's just too funny. From the Billy Madison movie with Adam Sandler, end of a debate class there. Isn't that how you feel when you hear that woman talk? It's hard to take her seriously, and yet, given what's going on in our colleges and the lack of true knowledge, the lack of understanding of our history, how the world works, how an economy works, we do need to be concerned that many of the people who support that kind of gibberish are now of voting age. So I don't know if Trevor was able to hear that clip that we played from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but he is with us now, and it's always good to welcome in my good buddy, Trevor Loudon. How are you?
Hey, Randy. Yeah, I do feel dumber for listening to it.
Isn't that unbelievable? You remember what Ronald Reagan said.
I have asked the cabinet and my staff a question. And now I put the same question to all of you. If not us, who? And if not now, when? It must be done by all of us.
Yeah, I've been doing the Reagan clips, and here's the last one, very short.
Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Just in honor of the 106th anniversary of his birth earlier this week. But, boy, what would Reagan think about AOC, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Well, I think he'd look at the wider context and think of how could 45 Congress members and several presidential candidates even consider signing on to her Marxist lunacy? You know, she's nothing really, you know. But she is, she's a tool for the radical left, which is rapidly completing their conquest of the Democratic Party. And the fact that she's regarded as a spokesman for them tells you a lot.
Yeah, I think it was very interesting to me that Nancy Pelosi did not appoint her to the climate change, the climate drama committee. Was that an intentional snub? Because Ocasio-Cortez tried to say, well, I was already on other committees. By the time I got the call too late, it was too late for me. But I'm thinking that was an intentional kind of shot across the bow from the old grizzled Nancy Pelosi to this young, idiotic whippersnapper. No offense to whippersnappers.
Nancy Pelosi is a smart socialist. She knows how to get things done, like the Affordable Care Act and things like that. She understands that Ocasio-Cortez is good for certain, you know, for a certain base, but she doesn't want her representing the whole Democratic Party because she knows what a disaster that would be.
Well, CNN and MSNBC and even some of the more mainstream networks are trying to make her the face of the Democrat Party. I know Republicans are rubbing their hands together, chomping at the bit, thinking if this is the way the run-up to 2020 presidential is going to go, that this is a good thing for Republicans. What do you think?
I think it probably will be in a way, but look. She's been promoting the Green New Deal for several weeks. This is a program of Democratic Socialists of America and other communist groups. It's a completely 100% communist-originated program. And this needs to be taken a lot more seriously, a lot quicker, because it is becoming the mainstream of the Democratic Party as the Democrats are being taken over. So, yes, it will be a good thing. It should be easy to sort of take down. But this is like a cancer. You got to take it seriously and stop it before it spreads.
Talking with Trevor Loudon, someone I've had the pleasure to get to know pretty darn well over the last few years. We've been together at events on the coasts, and he's in Colorado periodically.
Randy?
Yeah, can you hear me? Did we lose you, Trevor? Trevor? Huh. Well, you want me to throw him on hold? You can try him back. Okay, we'll put Trevor on hold. And I was just going to ask him to kind of run down his biography a little bit. I got a tweet from Dr. Marty, who I think is in Virginia listening, and he said, Trevor's excellent. I'm sure you already know that. We share a Twitter group, and I spread his compelling work on Enemies Within. But I know that there are a lot of new listeners added to the show, and you may not know who Trevor Loudon is, so... we'll see if he can introduce himself a little bit. Trevor, I was just saying, Dr. Marty tweeted me, listens into the show now from Virginia, I think is where he's at, and talking about how excellent you were, but a lot of folks who may not be familiar with you and what you do. So let's give the quick bio if we've got you back on the line now.
Yeah, hi, Randy. Yeah, well, I'm obviously from New Zealand by my accent, but I've been coming here about 10 years now, and my specialty is the radical left, communism, socialism, and exposing it. I was the guy that first made the connection between Barack Obama and the Hawaiian communist, Frank Marshall Davis. I exposed Obama's communist green job czar, Van Jones, and Glenn Beck got him kicked out of the White House. So I've written three books. I've got a movie out there called Enemies Within, exposing what I call I'd say there's about 100 socialists in the U.S. Congress who couldn't pass a background check, and about 20 U.S. senators who couldn't either. So what I'm talking about is the enemies within the United States, the enemies in your own government who are trying to bring down the Constitution.
And you've expanded that inquiry. You've expanded that analysis now because you're working on a new project, a new movie. We just spoke for a few minutes before we got you on with Jeff Hunt, who's the director of the Centennial Institute out there at Carl Christian University. You know Jeff. And he was out on Thursday with the president for the National Prayer Breakfast. Christianity is under attack, and that's going to be the topic of your next project. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're working on a movie right now called Enemies Within the Church. And we've started filming, we've started doing interviews, et cetera. We're still fundraising, though. What we're looking at is the infiltration of the Christian churches that's been going on for a century now. And we'll look at the infiltration of the Protestant churches, which was started by the Communist Party in the 1920s, the heavy infiltration of the Catholic Church, and now you see that coming to its peak with the far-left Marxist Pope Francis. And we're also looking at a relatively new phenomenon, which is the heavy infiltration in the last few years of the evangelical churches through groups like the Gospel Coalition and people like Russell Moore, who's the head of the Southern Baptist Ethics Committee, and some of the big mega churches. So, you know, Andrew Breitbart had a great saying. You'd say that politics is downstream from culture. You know, the culture shapes the politics. But culture is downstream from religion. And so the religion shapes the politics, shapes the culture and shapes the politics. So the left has realized for a long time that if they want to bring down America, they have to bring down American Christianity. And that's what the movie is going to expose, just how successful they have been.
You know, it's funny, it's sad, and I probably more accurately described as scary, how, this is air quotes now, how understanding and how forgiving we are when it comes to our churches. A lot of people I know, Christians, they believe that this getting away from adherence to preaching the gospel, the mass, you know, the mega churches that are all about the social interaction and the big loud music and all of those different things, is just simply a way to reach a new generation. And there is some truth and some validity to that. But the leader of those organizations, it all comes down to the perspective and the motives of the leader of those organizations, because those same tools can be used to easily mislead and misdirect. And so when you talk about the Marxist Pope and all of that, why don't you give a quick primer on the Marxism, the socialism that is slowly and insidiously infiltrating the United States, including the church?
Well, you know, people say, you know, there is no communism now. It's all gone. It died, you know, with the fall of the Berlin Wall. But, you know, you think of the Soviet Union. Say that was the headquarters of communism. And that was a cancer on the world. So the Soviet Union collapsed, right? So say if you have a tumor in your body and you cut 70% of it out and then you stop all treatment, what is your body going to look like in a few years' time? You know, we cut out 70% of communism, and then we stopped fighting it. So now it's everywhere. You know, if you want to look at, you look at communism in America today, you look at Black Lives Matter. You tell me that hasn't had an impact. It's a completely communist-controlled organization. You look at the million women who marched in Washington, D.C., the Women's March, completely led by the communist movement. You look at things that are being taught in the universities, you know, critical race theory, white privilege. They are all completely communist constructs. They're given to us by groups like the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, which is pro-China, by the Communist Party USA. You look at the Green New Deal promoted by Ocasio-Cortez. That is coming out of Democratic Socialists of America, the Communist Party USA, and the Freedom Road Socialist Organization. You look at the radical gay movement. You look at the anti-fracking movement. You look at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests that happened in North Dakota a couple of years ago, completely controlled by the Communist Party USA. So most of what is, you know, the anti-Trump protest movement is a completely communist-controlled operation. Everywhere you look, you know, the Marxism, the communism has penetrated our universities, our schools, our colleges, our media operations, Hollywood. You know, we cut out a big chunk of the tumor. We ignored it. We thought we had cured it, and now it's metastasized right through American society. So now it's war, not between Republicans and Democrats. It's a war between constitutionalists and communists. That is the war in America right now.
Quite often you hear people sort of intersperse or meld together the terms Marxism, socialism, Leninism, communism. Give us just kind of the thumbnail distinctions and walk us through the sort of the transition from where we've been when we were eradicating these 70%, as you've described, to where we're getting back to now and where we're headed if we're not careful.
Yeah, well, see, in the old days, you know, communism was very easy to identify. You know, it was mainly the Communist Party USA. You saw big military parades through Moscow. You know, the World Communist Movement was directed from Moscow, and it was pretty easy to see what it was about, you know, where it all came from. But now it's much, much more diverse. You've probably got 30 different communist parties at least operating in America right now, and they've all staked out a little territory. You know, some of them are very prominent in the universities. Some of them have taken over the labor movement. So in the old days, it was also simple too, because they had a basic theory, you know, the Marxist theory that society was evolving along society would evolve from capitalism into socialism, where the government would control and redirect all the wealth and then evolve into this sort of classless communist society. Well, that end stage is really, they don't even talk about that right now. What they're all focused on is a couple of things. It is mass redistribution of wealth and sowing racial disharmony and bringing down America. You know, they don't even, you know, all the communist movements, they hardly even talk about Marxist theory now. But their argument is very simple. If we want communism, the only reason we haven't got it is because America destroyed communism in Russia. It's destroying communism now in Venezuela, and it wants to destroy it in Cuba. If we want world communism, we have to destroy America. So all of world communism is really diverting. Communism is now morphed into just about any movement that wants to bring America down. It's so diverse now, but it still has a central Marxist idea of the class struggle. It's very heavily involved in racial politics, but the one uniting thing of all these strands is bringing America to its knees, because then we can go on to socialism and communism.
Talking with Trevor Loudon, Loudon. You can find him at trevorloudon.com. Follow him on Twitter at TrevorLoudon1 or New Zeal Blog. And I've retweeted your list of the communists and socialists in the United States Congress. Just sent that out on Twitter. People can follow me at Randy Corcoran and grab that anytime that they want. How does somebody, what is the attraction to someone who seems bright? She's empty as far as the depth of her knowledge or understanding about the things that she talks about, but she seems bright, energetic, charismatic, not out to hurt anybody. What is the appeal of these communist, socialist, Marxist policies to someone like the new face of the Democrat Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Look, as you say, she's a pretty empty vessel, and she's a created phenomenon. In the election, they picked a whole bunch of candidates. Well, the particular group that promoted her, Democratic Socialists of America, picked a whole bunch of candidates, and including about 20 at congressional level, but only her and Rashida Tlaib, who are both DSA members, actually got elected. Now, Rashida Tlaib is far more of a real sophisticated political operative. She's a Palestinian American out of Michigan who took John Conyers' seat. But she's Ocasio-Cortez looks like could be a glamour model. She's bright, she's attractive, but she is a completely empty vessel, and they fill her up with what they wanted to promote and they set her loose. And she's not, it's hard to attack someone who looks attractive and pleasant and that sort of thing. So she's an ideal vehicle for their message. But her message is absolute Marxism. It's if Fidel Castro was saying it, you would understand what it was. But she says the same things that he would say, but she just does it with lipstick on.
Is what's happening in Venezuela getting across the nation in a way that people are going to understand that Venezuela is just another in a long line of historic examples of the inevitable result of these socialist communist policies?
Yeah, I think it's the left's Achilles heel right now. And we've got to tie the Democrats. The Democratic Socialists of America and the Communist Party USA, they've all come out in defense of Maduro. Of all, Democratic Socialists of America, they say, oh, we don't believe in communism, we're Democratic Socialists. Well, why are they actively supporting right now Maduro in Venezuela? Because they are communists. That is, they're further left than the Communist Party USA. But the left are not concerned that Venezuela is, on the bread lines, it's a basket case. Because they understand it's only because America has sabotaged their revolution. So that doesn't make the failure of socialism in Venezuela doesn't deter the left. It just makes them even angrier at America for bringing Venezuela to that state. They say, well, how wonderful America, Venezuela would be without America. So, but it's also very good for conservatives and constitutionalists because most people do see that this is what socialism will bring, and we're going to tie this heavily into the Democratic Party because they are infiltrated by the people who are backing this.
Well, it's interesting to see that President Trump's approval rating hit 50 in Rasmussen, 47-48 in a Hill poll, which is never very favorable to the president. And so we certainly have lots of opportunities as we head into the 2020. Now, you're in Florida right now, correct?
I think I lost you again, Randy.
Doggone it. I'm going to throw him back on hold. We'll get to I just dropped him. But call him back. See if he wants to come back on the other side and just look ahead to 2020. And in the meantime, let's get to our break right now. We'll either pick up with Trevor Loudon or get to your phone calls when we come back on the other side. 303-696-1971. You're listening to 710 KNUS.
Hey, everybody. Mike Bohl, host of the Restaurant Shows, every Saturday 3 to 5, every Sunday 10 o'clock until noon on News Talk 710 KNUS, inviting you to join me as we talk about this rapidly growing, changing, developing, this dynamic Denver metro restaurant scene. I'd love to have you join me. We take your calls. We give away gift certificates. We talk to restaurant owners. We have these events called Boyle Lunch Bunches and Boyle Supper Clubs where I get you great meals and great deals. All the information is always on my website at MikeBohl.com, but join me every Saturday 3 to 5 and Sundays 10 to noon for the Restaurant Show.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. Can you say something into the mic?
Red leather, yellow leather. The tip of the tongue, the top of the teeth.
All right, what's this for?
It's a life insurance company. Ethos.
Oh, okay.
You know, I looked this up last night. No joke, ended up applying for life insurance.
No way.
Yeah, seriously. I didn't have life insurance and always heard it was so complicated and time-consuming, but this was easy.
Oh, nice.
It took only a few minutes to apply. You get a quote right away, pick your policy, and answer some questions, all in 10 minutes. It wound up being affordable, too. And you know what? I feel good to have finally gotten covered for my family.
Wow, what's it called again?
Ethos. But the website is ethoslife.com.
Well, okay. It's in my notes. Ready to do this?
Yeah. Wait, doesn't that red light mean we've been on the air the whole time?
Yep.
Oh, well, I said it already, but here it goes.
Get a free instant quote and submit your application within minutes at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Here's the truth, America. Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. Your cell phone company is probably funding anti-Second Amendment groups. Patriot Mobile, which is America's only conservative cell phone company, does the opposite. If you are fed up with disgusting policies like New York's new late-term abortion law or Mayor Bloomberg's gun control seizure plans, make the simple switch to Patriot Mobile. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile. Get reliable nationwide coverage. Watch your hard-earned dollars fight for the First and Second Amendment rights, border security, and the sanctity of life. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every bill to conservative causes like the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, and the Susan B. Anthony List. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy, and their unlimited talk and text plans start as low as $20 a month. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh, that's me, H-U-G-H, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get up to 2 activation fees waived. Enough is enough. Join the fight today. 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-300-0510. That's 1-800-300-0510. 1-800-300-0510.
Hi, this is Thorin, owner of Absolutely Cabinet. Since 1989, I've sold Aristocrats and Decor Cabinet. I have tried other cabinet lines over the years and have never been satisfied. Year in and year out, Aristocrats and Decor have proven to be pretty consistent with their pricing, quality, and shipping time. I'd like to start off 2019 by getting rid of a bunch of miscellaneous cabinets accumulated over the years. I have cabinets from as low as $25 each. Bring in dimensions for any areas in your home that you could put storage. Thanks to all of you for your repeat and referral business throughout the years.
Go see Orin today, owner of Absolutely Cabinets, and browse his showroom at 5940 West 38th Avenue. That's at the southeast corner of Harlan and 38th Avenue. Or call Orin at 303-425-5592. That's 303-425-5592 for Absolutely Cabinets.
We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
It's bigger.
We're back at 7:32, about 28 minutes to go until 8 o'clock. Love the timing on the bumper music. Losing My Religion. And we're talking with Trevor Loudon, whose next documentary movie coming up is Enemies Within the Church. And we did get Trevor back. Are you there, Trevor?
Yes, I am, Randy.
Hey, great. Thanks for coming back. You must be suffering some of the consequences of that Jeffrey Bezos Washington Post surveillance that's been going on.
Well, it's a badge of honor, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Now, you're in Florida. Are you going fishing this morning?
Yeah, I'm going to catch some blue crabs this morning.
I hate you. What's the temperature?
It's pretty cold. It would be maybe 60.
Okay. Well, it's been real nice talking with our buddy Trevor Loudon. We'll have him back on maybe in a year. And all right. So I'm glad we were able to get you back, because I did want to spend just a couple of minutes with you looking ahead. Lot of people who are looking ahead to what would happen to the amazing progress going on in the United States of America right now. Someone, a president who's fighting for life, who's taking on the powers that be, the globalists, the deep staters, who's not afraid in a State of the Union to declare that the United States will never be a socialist country. If he loses in 2020, then we're right back into the third term of Barack Hussein Obama, or worse. And yet, a lot of folks think with the late-term abortion honesty that's finally coming out of the Democrat Party, these calls for socialism, that it really puts us in a great position as we sort of maneuver our way into the 2020 elections. What's your take?
Yeah, I think this, absolutely. The left is really showing its hand now, and that's turning a lot of people off. But we cannot be in any way complacent. We saw what happened in the midterm elections, where not enough of our base turned out. This is a really polarized country now. The left is more energetic, and the conservatives had a bit of a holiday after 2016. Well, we've got to amp it up. We've got to be like the Tea Party was in 2010. We've got to make sure we win, because if we win the next election, the left is going to be out of power for a very long time, and America can get back on course and have a very good future. But if the left gets in again, we will never get another chance, because they have that amnesty card up their sleeve. You know, if they amnesty 22 million illegal immigrants in the country, 80% of whom will vote Democrat, they have complete power for as long as they want it. Well, so the stakes are very high, but we've got a great chance here.
Talking with Trevor Loudon, trevorloudon.com. I hadn't even thought about going here, but what a ripe conversation for us to have as we wrap up here on 710 KNUS. Right here in Colorado, the chairman of the Republican Party is stepping aside, so we've got a chairman battle going on. Last week I had Kelly Ward, who lost two Senate runs in Arizona to John McCain, and then she was taken out basically by Sheriff Arpaio in her run against Jeff to become the nominee. And then the squishy, middle-of-the-road, military veteran, nice lady, McSally, lost her election in Arizona to a radical leftist who doesn't even like Arizonians, or Arizonans, whatever they're called. And so the question becomes, we've got Cory Gardner's Senate seat up for grabs here in 2020. Mike Kaufman in my own CD6 here, where the station is and where I live, lost his seat to a radical leftist. And we're choosing new leadership for the Republican Party. Should we be looking for candidates and Republican leaders in the Kelly Ward mold? Or do we need to, all come together and rally around and hold our noses and support a Cory Gardner again?
Well, this is my view. See, I live in Florida right now. Well, take Florida and Georgia. the left threw everything behind Stacey Abrams for the governorship of Georgia, and they put millions of dollars behind the hardcore leftist Andrew Gillum for the governorship of Florida. And they were both expected to win, and they should have won, except in Ron DeSantis, the Republican candidate for Florida, who beat the rhino with Trump's endorsement to become the candidate. He was the underdog. He stood hard against Gillum. He flew the conservative flag, called Gillum the socialist that he was, and he won. The same thing happened in Georgia. The underdog Republican endorsed by Trump beat the rhino and went up against Stacey Abrams, called her out for a hard left socialist, a corrupt hard left socialist, flew the conservative colors, and he won. Neither of those candidates would have won had they been rhino wimps. They both would have lost, and now Florida and Georgia would have socialist governors. So the message for Colorado is pretty clear, I think. You know, Corey, you know, really votes like a Democrat more than anything. He's good on national defense, but on everything else, he's a Democrat. Now, if you want to win, I think your best chance is to primary him with a conservative early on so you can actually rally the conservative base in Colorado. Because if you don't do that, most of the conservatives are going to, a lot of conservatives will either stay home or vote libertarian, and you will have another, you will have two left-wing senators from your state, and Colorado will be completely blue forever and a day. You know, I think you've got to go conservative. That's the only chance you have. You've got to go constitutionalist. You've got to go, you've got to fly the colors. You've got to be a Trump. You've got to be a Reagan. You know, going the Jeb Bush route is certain disaster.
Yeah, and it's hard to see any signs of Cory Gardner stepping out of that George Bush, Jeb Bush mold as we move ahead. You know, I had planned
it won't happen.
I know
the left are targeting him like crazy. They're going to pour huge amounts of money into your state because they see him as weak and not someone the conservatives will rally behind. And I know that because I read their literature on this.
I know that you're getting hungry and you wanted to go grab some blue crab there in Florida where you're hanging out in the warmth. But we've got full lines. We've got my good buddy Dr. Marty on the line and Don in Colorado Springs who wants to talk about your new movie. Can you stay with us through one more break and we'll go straight to those callers when we come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sounds good. Let's do that. Then we'll put Trevor on hold. We'll take our break now. So Dr. Marty, Don, anybody else who wants to weigh in with Trevor, 303-696-1971. We'll get to all of those calls when we return here on 710 KNUS.
CBS News Updates. Impeachment. It's on the lips of lawmakers in Virginia, like State House delegates Patrick Hope.
I sincerely hope that it doesn't come to this. I sincerely hope that I don't have to file articles of impeachment on Monday.
I'm Jim Crisula with a second woman now saying he sexually assaulted her. Democratic Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is facing increasing pressure to resign. A Democratic Virginia House delegate plans to introduce articles of impeachment against Fairfax on Monday.
One woman plainly says that Fairfax raped her when they were college students, political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
Even those who believed the first accuser could always say that there could be a he said, she said approach to all of this. That no longer exists. You now have two people who are saying almost the exact same things. The dominoes of evidence are starting to fall, and they're not falling in Fairfax's favor.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
Wow, Irv Brown was role model for me. My father was role model for Irv Brown. They are gone but not forgotten. Woody Page and I will remember Irv Brown. And we're also talking about the late, great Ron Lyle. There's a new book. We also need to talk about Virginia and the State of the Union. And we will.
The Craig Silverman Show.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on News Talk 710, KNUS.
So you suspect there may be a problem with your furnace. Hot spots, cold spots, weird noises, maybe even it just smells funny. Don't wait until there's a major problem. See what you can do to keep your furnace working properly. Call my friends at 888 Heating. Right now, 888 Heating is offering a $38 furnace tune-up and safety check special. Hi, it's Stephen Tubbs. I've had them out to my home. They really do excellent work. They offer the good, better, and best pricing, so you can decide if you, say, want to put a Band-Aid on an issue or get the gold standard. Don't get stuck this winter with a broken down furnace that could have been an easy fix. Call 888 Heating today for their limited $38 tune-up special. Call them 303-770-2776. That's 770-2776 or online 888heating.com. Call them 303-770-2776. That's 770-2776 or online 888heating.com. 888 Heating for fair, prompt service that won't cost you an arm and a leg.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
It's that time of year again. Bring the entire family down to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Logan. From February 9th through the 17th at the Colorado Convention Center, you'll be able to get ideas while you research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services from hundreds of companies for inside and outside your home. Stroll through an acre of beautiful gardens with 10,000 flowers in bloom. And don't miss the CSU Education Garden to see new plants and get your questions answered by master gardeners. Take advantage of these show-only specials to save big. And in case you didn't know, all your ticket fee goes right back to Colorado nonprofits to build community gardens, greenhouses at schools, and many other great projects.
Belco presents the Colorado Garden and Home Show, sponsored by Dish and Sleep Number, February 9th through the 17th at the Colorado Convention Center. Discount tickets now on sale at AXS.com. Park at Bronco Stadium at Mile High Lot C for just $5 and take the free show shuttle. Presented by Belco, sponsored by Dish and Sleep Number in association with the Denver Post, 9 News, Colorado Garden Foundation, and Team Dave Logan.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Tune in every Sunday afternoon at 1 to hear the new program, When the Paychecks Stop, hosted by Wally Smith of Ridgegate Financial. Listen in for ideas on how to make your money last, save on taxes, and get the most from Social Security. Learn what you need to address before you retire and how to manage your home wealth. When the Paychecks Stop, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 710 KNUS. Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
It's a good-looking morning out there, at least by Colorado standards. My good friend and our hour-long guest, Trevor Loudon, hanging out in Florida, going to go fish him up some blue crab this morning, I guess. But always good to have you along, Trevor. And people on the phone, they want to talk about Corey. We're not going to get into Corey anymore. We can do that in the 8 o'clock hour for callers if you want to call back. His two of the announced primary candidates have already
pretty well signed on to the Green New Deal, but we're going to have plenty of time to talk about Cory and primaries and the whole nine yards. I want to bring on somebody else who's become a really good friend. I actually got acquainted with Dr. Marty when he was on with Bill Bennett all the time, and Bill Bennett used to play here on 710 KNUS, former talk show host, plastic surgeon, a regular Saturday morning listener from, what is it, Virginia that you live in, Dr. Marty?
Right now I'm in Louisville.
All right.
Louisville, Kentucky, but you can hear the New York accent.
What's your weather like? We got Trevor sitting on the beach in Florida. What are you dealing with?
It is cold, and it's 20 degrees, and it's been freezing cold here.
All right, so we both hate Trevor.
Yeah, listen, we have New York weather like 2 days early.
All right.
Okay, listen, it's great to be on here with two of my favorite people, Randy and Trevor. And if anybody's not familiar with Trevor's work, they have to check it out. Listen, you said at the beginning, you mentioned 45 Democrats backing Ocasio-Cortez. You have, throughout history, you have the masterminds that know the truth about socialism, who want to put themselves in charge so they can steal the country's wealth, the people's property, and you have the true believers. And yeah. Ocasio-Cortez is emblematic of the true believer who can go out there and convince the useful idiots. So this is not an accident. She's the face of it. And what you have, at least one or two generations indoctrinated by the liberal-run universities who believe this stuff and don't know anything about the Constitution, about property rights. So she can be very effective, and she has to be taken very seriously. You know, it's easy to mock her
and fun
by constitutionalists who understand this, but she's talking to people that know nothing about the Constitution.
Yeah, I agree. She shouldn't be an object of ridicule. Her ideas should be dissected and pulled apart and exposed for the Marxist claptrap that they are. It's a distraction when they tell Ocasio jokes when they should be actually analyzing her policies.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is exactly what goes on, and I'm not sure we have a Republican Party that can do it. Here is, you could probably find this audio, Randy, but you have Democrat Jeff Merkley on CNN asking for a definition of socialism. And here's what he says. Unchallenged. Socialism is coming together to increase the quality of life of our seniors, and President Trump is attacking it. And there's no one to challenge that. And that is going to be the pattern in the media, just like everything else that they do. So, yeah, I agree. I think you have to have full frontal constitutionalism, conservatism, and educate people about what they were not educated in their entire, but that is a great challenge.
Good stuff, Dr. Marty.
And it was great that President Trump laid down the gauntlet to socialism in the State of the Union speech, because this is an amazing teachable moment. The socialists are telling us who they are, but we need Republicans to step up and condemn it for what it is, and in no uncertain terms tell Americans the consequences of it. And so there's a great opportunity for us, but as you say, will the Republican Party, not just President Trump, rise to the challenge?
Dr. Marty.
Agree, yes.
Well, go ahead. May a last comment. I do want to get one more call in here before the end of our hour.
Yeah, listen, final point. If we don't do that, the last election might be the last. The next election might be our last election.
Yes, I agree.
And I really believe that.
Love your calls, Dr. Marty.
Okay.
Appreciate the friendship, and glad that you're listening out there in Kentucky. That is terrific. All right. Trevor, it is so true that, I call her Alexandra Ocasio Cortez. And, you know, I'm thinking along the lines of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Part of the leftist plan is to mock, to humiliate, to tease, to hold people accountable for what they say and what they do.
And the problem with her is she is young, attractive, and it comes across as cruel when you mock her. You know, treat her ideas seriously and take those ideas apart, because the ideas are dangerous, not her.
Very good. I've really brought you on to talk about your movie, your upcoming movie, The Enemies Within the Church. And Don in Colorado Springs has been waiting a long time to weigh in on that. So, Don, good morning and welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm actually more familiar with the movie, not through Trevor Loudon, but through one of the people that I think will be in the movie and is supportive, by the name of Pastor Kerry Gordon. And one of the one of the things that he stated in his book, A Storm, A Message, A Bottle, as well as the video series, Five Steps to Political Epiphany, which it focuses on the Duverger's law chapter, is basically the reason why we are in this pickle is because the Christians will not rise up and actually protest both major political parties when there is a lesser of two evils and there's no greater good involved. And I am of the thinking that, you know what, if we wind up with more rhinos and all of that, we just have to eventually protest the vote, even if that means the Democrats get the final victory.
Well, the problem is, if the Democrats get a final victory now, it is a final victory. It's forever. But, you know, look, there is
nothing
there is
forever,
long,
sir.
Well, for the long, for our lifetimes and beyond, that's for sure.
I mean, you know, well, unless there are people that actually rise up and actually, you know,
well,
shed the blood and water the liberty tree. That's what I'm saying. But I'm
well,
with you.
The problem is we got to understand the next tyranny will be a tyranny with technology. It'll be North Korea with all of their technology, surveillance technology around. There is no rebellion against that. It's over for a very long time. We've got a narrow window of opportunity to turn this around now, and we've got to take it now. You don't allow us to slide into tyranny and organize little meetings in your church and go underground, because with heat-seeking technology, they know where everybody is at any time. So we got to understand that we don't want to go down that road.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to be heading down that road, because the trouble with situational ethics, it makes people feel good, and, you know, the promises of being taken care of are too strong. And this is what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is banking on, getting people to get people convinced on and join their cause.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I'm
Hold on a second, Trevor.
Don, I really appreciate you hanging on. Your points were excellent. I'm going to let you go because we're up against the top of the hour. Thank you very much, sir. All right, Trevor, go ahead and make your point, your response.
Well, you, Don, we're at a knife edge. You know, it could go either way. You know, the Ocasio lunacy and the communism behind it could prevail. And if it does, we're in for a very, very rough time. But it could go the other way, too. And the reason why we're making this movie is because we want the American churches to stand up now, because they are the only ones that really have the moral authority and the numbers to really carry America forward. And just think back to before World War II and Nazi Germany. You know, there was only one group that could have stopped the Nazis, who had the numbers and the moral authority, and that was the German churches. But they compromised. They put swastikas in their churches. They went along. They went along with Hitler. They decided to ride it out. And what happened? We got a massive war, 20 million dead, you know, including a few hundred thousand Americans. And that all could have been avoided had the German churches stood up. Now, the American churches need to stand up now, because socialism in America would be a disaster beyond all comprehension. We have to understand this isn't just you lose a bit of money. This is you lose everything. And so the American churches hold our fate in their hand to a very large degree.
Trevor, I had not planned to tie you up for a full hour. I really appreciate appreciate the generosity of your time. Tell people again where they can find out more about the movie, where they can help you fund it, and just follow your work in general.
Yeah, look, just go to trevorlowden.com. That's my daily blog, and updates there. But to look at the movie, go to enemieswithinthechurchmovie.com. Enemieswithinthechurchmovie.com. You can see an 8-minute trailer there of what we're about, what's happening, and you can make a tax deductible donation to help get the movie going. We've already started filming, but you know, we it's an ongoing process, the funding arrangement.
Well, definitely give my love to your better half. Thanks again for the generosity of your time.
Much better half.
Enjoy your fishing, my brother, and I hope to see you sometime real soon this year.
Well, thanks. Look, I love Colorado. It's a fantastic place, and I can't wait to get back.
All right. That's Trevor Loudon. Talk to you later. We've got a final hour coming up. We'll spend just a few minutes with the Colorado Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert, get a quick update from him, and then we'll finish the show with your calls on Cory Gardner, Mike Kaufman, what you heard from Trevor Loudon, whatever suits you this morning. 303-696-1971 here on 710 KNUS.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.